So first, before we start the share today, a happy, unhappy announcement. The next 2 weeks, we will not have a share here. And the next share, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, will be third week. Baruch Hashem, my grandson is getting married in London, so we're leaving Tuesday morning to the Chasana. And from London, I will be traveling to America. So the next two Sundays, I will not be in Eretz Yisrael. B'Siyata D'Shmaya, if we have to be Mevatel Shiurim, should only be for Simchas. So the next year, Be'ez Hashem, will be in 3 weeks' time. In this week's parasha, towards the end of the parasha, we learn the mitzvah of Mila, Brisoi Shel Avraham Ovinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears for Avraham Avinu, V'ani Hinei Brisi Itoch, V'atu Azbisi Tishmor, Atu V'zarach HaAchrecho L'Doroisam, Zois Brisi Asher Tishmeru Beini Yevenechem Bein Zarach HaAchrecho, Himoy Lochem Kol Zohor. And today we will be discussing the essential definition of Mitzvah Mila. Is it the Maisa Mila or is it the result? Is it the actual act of circumcision, which has two or maybe three different chalokim? Mila, Priya, Hatofes Dambris, Metzitza. But the different components of Mila, maybe we'll discuss that some other time. What we will be dealing today is the basic definition of Mitzvah Mila, Choiva Su'av. Is it the Maisa Mila or the Toitzoa? Is it the result or the actual deed? But the point of departure in today's shiur will be the Kasha of Tosis, twice in Shas, Kiddush and Chof Tesom and Aleph, and a Megillah Dav Chof. The Gemara darshins that Noshim, the mother, is not Mechuyev B'milas HaBen, only the father. From the posting of this week's parsha, Ka'ashar Tzivu Oisoi Elohim Chazal Darshan oisoi veloi oiso. Hu av ma chayev b'milas benoi, ein ha'em chayeves b'milas bena. Kedushin dav chof tes, Chazal actually teach us that there are three different stages in mitzvah mila. Originally, the father is chayev b'milas benoi. If a child, a baby, lo aleinu, has no father, or for any reason the father does not intend to fulfill his duty, then the chiyuv goes over to Beis Din. And when the child becomes 13 years of age, and he is bar mitzvah, and he becomes a bar chiyuv in all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, neither his father nor the Beis Din no longer have any obligation, any mitzvah b'milosoi, and then he himself is chayiv b'mila, just as he is chayiv in all the other tariyag mitzvahs shebetoyim. And each of these three chayovim we learn from a different posuk. Vayomer Avraham Yitzchak benoi kashe tzivu oiso elekim, that is the source of chayivis u'av. Himoy lochem kol zohor beloshen rabim, that refers to Beis Din. And as the Rambam explains, in Perek Reb Eliezer de Mila, not in Kiddush and Daf Chof Tes, but rather in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, the Rambam explains that when Chazal say, Chayovim Beis Din Lemoiloi, doesn't really mean the Beis Din, the Gaivid or the Raivid or the other, the Yonim. Beis Din means anybody that has the power to do so. Beis Din means Kol Yisroel. The Ponim Yafes, in both of his magnificent form, Sefer HaMaklan, Kedushin Daf Chof Tes, and Ponim Yofes Al HaTorah, in this week's Parsha, the Ponim Yofes argues that even the mother has the obligation which is as part of Beis Din. Because the Chiyuv that is incumbent upon the Beis Din to bring a Jewish child Lemila if his father can't or doesn't do so, means Kol Yisroel. And Kol Yisroel is Echad Anoshim ve'Echad Noshim. And therefore, the Chiyuv of Beis Din is derived, Chazal learned this, Chiyuv from Himoil Lochem Kol Zohar Loshen Rabim. And then the Pusik says, V'kolol zohar asher lo yimol b'sara losa v'neches o v'nefesh ha'yir. It's from this Pusik that we see that the Chiyuv is upon the Oral himself. Those are the three different stages. A child that has a father, and his father has the power to circumcise him, and he intends to do so, the Chiyuv is aluav belvad. He is no father, the Chiyuv goes over to Beis Din. And if for some reason nobody did Mila was not performed till he became a Godel, then he is Chayiv himself. So as I mentioned a few moments ago, the Gemara Darshan's Kasha Tzivu, Oysoi Elohim, Oysoi Veloi Oysoi. Mila Saben is Mitzvah Su'av, Velo Mitzvah Su'em. So Toysis, in both different sources, Kiddushin Chof Tehassan HaMegillat Avchof, Toysis asks, Lomeli Kro, why do we need to learn from Oysoi Veloi Oysoi that the mother is not Chayiv Mila Saben? Typically, they have a Mitzvah Sasei, Shahazman Grama. For two different reasons, Tosis argues that Mila would be defined as Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. And Noshim are potter from all the Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. And why would Mila be defined as a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama? First of all, because the first 8 days, there is no Chiyuv. So Tosis explains, that is not reason enough to define Mila as a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. Yes, first 8 days, there is no Chiyuv. But from the 8th day and on, the Chiyuv is forever, throughout his life. And therefore, the fact that the Mila starts on day number 8 does not define Mila as Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. But Tosfos asks, but Mila is kosher b'yoyim velo b'laylo. So Tosfos responds, that's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether Mila shelo bizmano is kosher b'laylo. Mila bizmano, definitely not. But there is an opinion in the Gemara that Mila shelo bizmano is b'yim b'yoyim u'b'yim b'laylo. So Tosfos says, we must assume that this drosha, oysoi velo osa, is only according to the man da omar, Mila shelo bizmano kosher gam b'laylo, which means that al pi halacha, the halacha is in accordance to the opinion that Mila kosher b'yom velo b'laylo, b'yim bizmano, b'yim shelo bizmano, there really is no need for the drosha of oysoi velo osa. So this Teretz and Tosfos seems to be a doichik, and therefore all the other Rishonim suggested different interpretations, different approaches, and different svaros why Mila would not be defined as a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, or maybe it is a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, but nevertheless, if not that we have the drosha, oysoi velo oysa, we still would assume that the mother is Chayev B'Mila Saben. So the Ramban and the Ritva both explain. Yes, Mila might be defined as a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama because it's kosher b'yom velo b'layla, but nevertheless, if not the drosha oysoi velo oysa, we still would assume that the mother is Chayev B'Mila Saben. And why is that? The Ramban and the Ritva argue that the Ptur of Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama is only when the Chiyuv of a Mitzvah is Al Ha'adam. But by Mila, the Chiyuv of a Mitzvah is not on each and every one in himself, but rather the Chiyuv is to be Mal the Ben. And in that case, we would assume it's a Svora that even Noshim are Chayev B'Mila Saben. What is the svara of the Ramban and the Ritva? The Meches Chinuch has one Havana, but I would give a totally different understanding and interpretation of the Ramban and Talmid, Talmidoi, the Ritva. So the Havana of the Meches Chinuch in three different sources in his magnificent Sefer, Mitzvah Lamed Beis is the Mitzvah of Shabbos, Shvises Behemtoi, Kuf Yud Beis, Shvises Ha'oretz B'Shnas Ashmito, and Shin Pei Vav is Mitzvah Tzitzis. In all these three different sources, the Meches Chinuch quotes the Ritva regarding why we would be Mechayev Noshim if not the Drosha Oysa V'lo Yosa. And his understanding is, there's a difference between mitzvahs which a person performs on or with his body. And it is only in that category of mitzvahs that noshem are potter me mitzvahs aseish asman grama. Other mitzvahs which a person performs not on his own body but on different chefetzes, in that case, even noshim are chayev b'mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. That is the avon of the Meches Chinuch, and that is the way he understands what the Ramban and the Ritva says, and they differentiate between a mitzvah she'al gifoy v'mitzvah she'al acherim. And in accordance to his avona, the Meches Chinuch argues, noshem ar chayev b'shvises behemtoy. But it's a mitzvah se'ei she'az man grama. It's only on Shabbos. It is like Kiddush. And if not, the Chazal say, kol she'yeshna b'shomi, yeshna b'socho, we would say, noshem ar potom kiddush yom, because this is man grama. So shvises behemtoy is a mitzvah se'ei. It's not a lav. And it's man grama. However, the Meches Chinuch argues, but it's on the guf of the behemah. It's not on guf of Adam. It's like Mila Saben. The mitzvah is performed not on the father or mother's body, but on the baby's body. Meches Chinuch argues in the same way. Shvises behemta is on the behemah, and therefore noshum archayiv. And the Meches Chinuch Lashitosi argues the same regarding Shvises Oretz B'Shmita. I think some years ago in the Shnas HaShmita we discussed that Avoides HaOretz or Avoides HaOretz B'Shvies is the Aseh and the Lo Ta'aseh. The Mitzvah Aseh, according to the Meches Chinuch's argument, Noshim Archayiv. It's Zman Grama, it's only once in 7 years, but it's not on the body of the individual, but rather Shvises Oretz, just like Shvises Behemtoy. And the third source in which the Meches Chinuch makes the same argument is in Shipei Vov and Mitzvah Tzitzis. According to the Manda Omer Tzitzis Choyves Mona, Velo Choyves Gavra. So Menachas Daf Mem Aleph, as we all know, Mem Aleph or Med Aleph or Menachas is a Mechloikis in the Gemara. Whether Tzitzis is Choyves Mona or Choyves Gavra. Is a person obliged to tie tzitzis on all the begodim that are dalet kamfis in his possession? Or is it only when he wears a beged that he has a mitzvah of tzitzis? So in Shulchan Aruch Simen Yutes, the halacha is tzitzis choyves gavra. But the Meches Chinuch argues, according to the shita that tzitzis is choyves mona, and a person is mechuyev to put tzitzis on all the dalet kamfis garments that are in his possession, whether he's wearing them or not, noshem archayiv in mitzvah tzitzis. Why is that? Because it has nothing to do with the guf of the Adam. Shvises behemta is on the body of the behemah. Shvises oretz is on karka eretz yisrael. Tzitzis is on the garment, not on the person's body. So according to Ramban and Ritva, noshem would be chayiv in all these three mitzvahs, even though they're all defined as mitzvahs aseh, shehas man groma. Shvises behemta because it's once a week. Shvises oretz is once in 7 years. Tzitzis is biyom velo belaila. Ure'isim oisoi, shasriya yom velo laila. So if for not the Minchas Chinuch, I would have a totally different understanding in the Ramban and the Ritva. It is noteworthy that the Ramban and the Ritva write, when do we say Noshem HaPotah Mitzvah say Shazman Groma? When the mitzvah is Al Gufon, but not when it is Al Acherim. And therefore, B'mila Saben, we would argue that Noshem HaChayiv Afar Pishas Shazman Groma, Kemo Beis Din. What does Kemo Beis Din mean? So my understanding in the Ramban and the Ritva is totally different. It's not a technicality. It's not a technicality whether the mitzvah is performed on one's body or on something else. Why would that make a difference? I think Oimek HaSvor of the Ramban and the Ritva is the Ptor of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma is only when a person performs his own mitzvahs. The mitzvahs which by their very nature rest upon the individual. But an av that is chayev b'milas aben the father is, in a way, considered as an agent of his son, as a substitute to his son, as a memala mokim. Because essentially the mitzvah is that each and every Jew should be circumcised and should have his bris kodesh. So other mitzvahs, yeah, we patiently wait till 13. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that every Jewish child should have his bris kodesh. And therefore, mitzvahs are ben muteles aluav. It's not essentially, by its very essence and nature, the father's mitzvah. The father's mitzvah was already performed by his father when he was 8 days old. The father is merely in his son's place because an 8-year-old child cannot perform his own mitzvahs. The only mitzvah an 8-year-old child could perform is maybe when he consumes his mother's milk. V'nishmarta moed l'nafshei sechem, I don't know, but... And therefore, the father is merely standing in his son's place. And that is the Kavonas Aramban and the Ritva, when they say, like Beis Din. Like Beis Din. Is it the mitzvah of Beis Din? Or it is essentially the responsibility resting on Beis Din to see to it that a Jewish child is circumcised? The same is Choyves Uav. It is not, by its very nature, the father's mitzvah. It is the father who is responsible to perform his son's mitzvah. And that is why the Rambam is mechadish. It isn't a poshet halacha. It's the chiddush of the Rambam. That when the son becomes 13 years of age, the father bears no longer responsibility. Just like Beis Din no longer bears responsibility. Because Choyves Uav, in its very nature, is similar to Choyves Beis Din. It is only to stand in the place of the child until he could assume his own duties and responsibilities. And that is Oime Kavonas Aramban Varitvo. It's not a technicality whether the mitzvah is performed on my body or on another body, whether it's Shvises Behemtoi, Shvises Or, it's Tzitzis Lamando Mechayves Mona. That makes no difference whatsoever. Because there is no Svora to differentiate. Why would there be a difference whether the mice is performed on one's body or on something else? What the Ramban really means to argue, and the Ritva following in his footsteps, is when the Torah patas noshim and mitzvah saseh shazman grome, it is when noshim or anoshim perform their own duties, their own mitzvahs. But when the Torah demands that the father is mekayim milas habein b'mkayim benoi, we would make no difference between father and mother, bein ish u bein isho, if not the gzeres akosav, oisoi velo yoiso. And therefore, according to my understanding and my interpretation, all three halochas of the minchas chinuch fade away. Noshama potor mishvises behemtoi, and the potor mishvises words, and the potor mitzvah sitzes afilu lomando mechoivis mona, because by their very nature, these are mitzvahs al ha'odom, lo al gufoi, but those are his mitzvahs, just like all the other tariag mitzvahs shebetorah. So it is not only mesavora that I'm choylek on the minchas chinuch, and it is not only medikduk l'shoyin ha'ramban v'harashbo. Both mention there would be a half a minute to be mechayev the mother, just like Beis Din is chayev. According to the minchas chinuch, what does it have to do with Beis Din? I also have another argument. So the Minchas Chinuch says, according to the Man Domet Tzitzis Choyves Mona, it is not al gufoi shel Adam, but rather al habeged, noshem archaiv betzitzis. No, seems to be a mistake. Because the assumption that tzitzis is defined as mitzis aseish as man groma noshem arpotor is a braisa in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph. Braisa is Tanoim. Chach Me HaMishneh VaHatosefta. The Mechloikas, whether Tzitzis is Chovis Mon or Chovis Talis, is a Mechloikas Ameroa, not a Mechloikas in Tanoim, Menuchas Mem Aleph or Med Aleph. And that is one of the most simple assumptions in the entirety of Shas. Ameroim have to explain Shittas HaTanoim. So the man domer Tzitzis Choyves Mona, how would he explain the Brice in Kedushin Lamed Aleph Domed Aleph, that Noshim are potom and a Tzitzis, because Tzitzis is beyond velo belaila, and it's a Mitzis HaSeish as man grama. According to the man Cheschinach, man da omer Tzitzis Choyves Mona, Noshim are chayiv in Tzitzis. But Choyves Mona is divrei Ameroim. The Ptur of Noshim v'Tzitzis is a Brice in Kedushin Lamed Aleph. So, how would the man, the Omer, the Amoira that maintains Chovis Mona, explain why a Noshim Potter? Because it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, and therefore, seems to be clear to me that the Ptur of Noshim of Tzitzis, because it's a man groma, is Lekuli Alma. Bein lamandom a Chovis Dalas, bein lamandom a Chovis Gavra, velo kedivri aminchas chinuch. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch would have a source, not in the Ramban or the Ritva, but in the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah, at the beginning of Hilchas Mila, deals with the same kasha of Tosfos. Why do we need the drosha oisoi veloi oisoi leftorot anoshim memitzvahs? Tzitzis, typically to have a mitzvah saseish as mangroma. And the Or Zeruah is very similar to the Ramban and the Ritva, but with different nuances. So the Or Zeruah differentiates between a mitzvah shu begufo odom or mitzvah sha'al acherim, and he does not mention choyves habezdin b'milas haben. So in the Or Zeruah, one could fit in the understanding of the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe there would be a svara to be mechalek between mitzvahs sha'al gufo odom and mitzvahs sha'al acherim. And the Or Zeruah does not mention that the havamina would be that noshem are chayev b'milas haben, just like Beis Din is chayev b'milas haben. However, my personal feeling would be far more reasonable that the kavon of the Or Zeruah was similar to the kavon of the Ritva and the Ramban. Afusha plikte lo mafshinan. So he doesn't mention the comparison. Noshim would be chayev because it's choyves amen kamo beizdin. But I think it's more reasonable to explain the Or Zeruah in the same way as we explain the Ramban and the Ritva. Especially, I don't see any basis in Svora to be Mechalek. Why would there be a difference in a technicality, whether the mitzvah is al gufa odom or al achayrim? Doesn't make sense. And we're not Mechalek chelukim that have no basis in Svora, in logic. So therefore, that is the understanding of the Minchas Chinuch, but I do not think that is the Pshat and the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Or Zeruah. Now, the Ponim Yofes, as I mentioned before, the Ramban, and we find the same basic axiom in the Rosh, Perek Kisui Adam in Mesechet Chulin, both say that when the Gemara says, when there is no father, or the father cannot perform his chiyuv, the mitzvah goes over to Beis Din, that Beis Din doesn't necessarily mean Beis Din proper. So who would take care of the children, the orphans, the yesoimim, in a town that has no Beis Din? Beis Din means Kol Yisrael. So why did Chazal say Beis Din? Because Beis Din has the empowerment. They have the ability. They have the means. They have the tools to perform the mitzvah of Mila on children that have no fathers. But by pure halachic definition, Beis Din means Kol Yisrael. The Ponim Yofes goes that additional step to argue Choyves HaBeis Din includes Noshim as well. So even though the mother is not Chayev Chiyuv Atzmi, but she is Chayev as any other member of the community. So when the Rishonim explain, the Ramban, the Ritva, in my opinion, the Or Zeruah as well, There would be a havimina, noshim should be chayiv after pishas mangro makomo beizdin. So what does the drosha say, oiso velo yoiso? That she's not chayiv kamo beizdin. Would that contradict the ponim yofis? Would that contradict the sefer amakna? Would that prove that noshim are potter machoivis beizdin as well? No. I don't think it contradicts the ponim yofis. Because let us explain. The Ramban and the Ritva merely mean to stress and emphasize and explain that choyves u'ava misuyemes in its essence and nature is similar to choyves abezen, but it definitely is two different chiyuvim. As long as there is a father, and the father has the means and the basic intention of performing mila, there is no choyev al abezen. Bezen comes into the picture only when there is no father. So, the Ramban means to argue, if not oisoi veloyoiso, we would say that in the same way there is a chiyuv mesuyim on the father, there is a chiyuv mesuyim on the mother. Not as part of the community, not as part of Klal Yisrael, but as the mother of the child, just like the father has a chiyuv, behayoisei av, as the father of the child. The Ramban doesn't mean to argue that choyves av is because he is part of the community. No, that's definitely a mistake. All the Ramban means to say that in essence, it's similar. Just like Bezdin bears responsibility that the child should be taken care of and circumcised, the same is the essence of choyves uav. It is not his mitzvah. It's his son's mitzvah. But because his son is a baby, it rests upon him. And therefore, yes, we learn from oisoi veloyoiso that the mother doesn't have a chiyuv mesuyim, but she still could have the general chiyuv of being part of Bezdin. Which brings us to a gewaldige chiddush that we find in Tshuvas Maharach or Zeruah. And I have difficulty in fathoming this chiddush. The Maharach or Zeruah argues there is a chiyuv al hu'aim. And when Chazal say oisoi veloi oiso, all they mean to say is shu'av koidim le'aim b'chiyuv milis ha'ben. It's just a question of priority. Who comes first and who comes next? So the Maharach or Zeruah argues the mother is chayiv b'milas habein, and oisoi veloyoiso means that father comes before mother. So what is the source? Shu'em chayeves b'milas habein. If it's not ka'asher tzivu elokim oisoi, then where is it? What's the source of this chiyuv? The only source of choyv suav is kasher tzivu v'yomer Avraham yisitzu manoi ben shmoni shomim kasher tzivu oisoi elukim. And if Chazal say oisoi means veloi oisa, then do we have any other source? So how would choyv suav come into the picture? And therefore, many times I shared with you my sentiment. You know, I'm a gewaldige chassid of the Chazon Ish. Sounds ridiculous. Who isn't a chassid of the Chazon Ish? However, in my Beis Medrash, you know, all my Talmidim know that I relate to the Chazon Ish almost as one of the Rishonim. And one of the basic yesidus in the Arkei Talmud I learned from the Chazon Ish, and I quote this many times, it's in the Chazon Ish Yodea and Eben Ezra. Mutav lanu litchuk beloshon harashonim kedei lahamedes advorim al tikunam. So yes, the nisuach of the Maharach or Zeruah seems to say, yes, chiyev aloheim, however the father comes before the mother. My understanding would be, the Maharach or Zeruah means precisely what the ponim yofes argues. The mother is chayev as Bezdin, as one of the community. But there is no chiyuv atzmi mitzad mitzvah satoira aloheim. There cannot be. If it's not kashet tzivu elekim moisoi, then there is no other source. But if the mother is merely chayev as one of the multitudes, one of the many, one of the thousands, one of Klal Yisrael, how does he explain Rashi in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph, Ovev imoy chavushim bebeisu asurim? That's what the Malach Ros Zeruah deals with, and so my feeling would be this. When we say chayves beisdin, I explained before, if it means everyone, the entire community, the entire Klal Yisrael, why do Chazal say Beis Din? Because Beis Din has the power. What would a neighbor do? Or a stranger? Is he supposed to break into the house, snatch a baby away from its mother, from the family, and run to the Moel? And you think the Moel will do Mila without being asked to do so by a parent? So Beis Din is what Chazal talk about, because Beis Din have the means. Nobody has the means more than the mother. So by pure halachic definition, the mother is no different than any other member of the community. But in practicality, the chiyuv rests primarily on the mother, because she has the means, even more than Beis Din. So in a halachic definition, Baram Yofa says, Chayves Beis Din includes the mother. But there is no difference in pure halachic definition between the mother, or the aunt, or the baba, or any other woman in the town. But in practicality, the chiyuv rests primarily upon those that have the means, that have the ability to get this done. And therefore, the chiyuv would rest primarily on the mother, maybe even before the Rosh Basin and the Ravid and the Gavid, because the mother is the one, more than anyone else, that could see it through and see that the child should be Nimoy. That would be my understanding of the Malach Ros Zeruah, that says the mother is Chayev, but the father comes first. L'chayda mashma dvorav, that the mother has a Chiyuv Mesuyim. But I argue that doesn't make sense. If the Pasuk says, Kasha Tzivu Elokim Oisoi, and Chazal explicitly explained, Oisoi velo Oisot, so where would we have a source to say the mother is Chayev, if not as Beis Din? So if it's as Beis Din, why does the Malach Ros Zeruah say, there's a Chayev so aim, but the father comes first? Yes, because the aim is first and foremost between all other members of the community in Chayves Beis Din. That would be my understanding and interpretation of the Malach Ros Zeruah. But the Malach Ros Zeruah makes another argument to be miyashiv kishas atoisvis. Why do we need oisoi velo yoiso? Typically, dava mitzvah seish as mangroma. The Malach Ros Zeruah, and we're dealing with his chiddush in Siman Yud Aleph, says mitzvah smila is not actually the cutting of the removal of the orla, but the toitzor. So it is true, we cannot perform ma'isa mila only biyom velo belayla, day and not night. But once the child is circumcised, mitzvah smila mitkayemes kol rega v'kol sho v'kol yemei chayav bein biyom ubei belayla, and therefore it would not be defined as a mitzvah sasei shaz mangram. So the Malach Ros Zeruah argues that mitzvah mila is in the result, in the outcome, and not in the etzem ma'isa. And therefore, it is a mitzvah to say, she'ein hazman grama. Because this child is stamped with ois bris kodesh every moment of his life, ben biyom ve'ben melayla. And he proves his basic point from the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Mai dechsev sheva biyom halalticho. Chaviv en Yisrael shesibavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs. Tzitzis ba'ar bekam for saksus, tfilin al roishoi va'al zroyoi, 4 + 2 = 6, mezuzah b'pischoi, which is 7. And that is what the Pusuk says, sheva b'yoyim halal ticho. פעם אחת נכנס דוד לבייס המרחץ, ואומר, אוי לי שאני אורו מן המצווס. He was in the bathhouse and no tzitzis, no tefillin, not even a mezuzah on the door, because a merchatz is potter ben a mezuzah. Nizkar bimilosoi v'nizkar rodatoi. Kishiyotza omar shiro lamenatzeach ala sheminis. Sheva b'yoyim al-altichu is mezuzah, tefillin, and tzitzis. Number 8 is Milo. So the Malach Or Zeruah, who was the son of Reb Yitzchok Or Zeruah, his name was Reb Chaim. The Malach Or Zeruah asks, Nizka b'milosoi v'nizkar redatoi. Well, Mitzvah Milo wasn't ever performed by himself. His father performed that mitzvah. Lama nizkar redatoi. He himself said Krishna in the morning, said Shachas in the morning. I don't know whether we went to the Merchatz after Mincha, before Mitzvah, but he probably said many Bruchas. He said Bruchas Amozen. So, Lama Yatzarich Li Zecher, Ma Shekara Lefnei 50 Shana Al Yedei Aviv, Velo Al Yedei Atzmo. So it is from here that the Malach Or Zeruah says no. He didn't remember the Mitzvah that was performed 40 years ago. He remembered the Mitzvah he is Mekayim right here and now. Ki mitzvah mitzvah miskayemes b'kol rego b'kol shu, and that's why it is not considered a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So the chiddush of the Malach Or Zeruah, contrary to the other shonim that we quoted, is that mitzvah mila is not the ma'isa mila, but the toitzoa. And this is a major discussion between two great sages of Litta, the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Tzila Peterburger. So the Beis Halevi, Chelik Beis Mem Zayin, has a lengthy discussion about the Machloikas Rambam and Tur. Nishtari Tzitzin Shiyemi Akven Asamila. Do we have to redo the Mila to take off the remnants, the leftovers of the Orla that are not Ma'akiv? Rambam says no, Tur says yes. So the Beis Halevi argues that their Machloikas is, is mitzvah mila the ma'isa mila? If that is the mitzvah, then once you did the mitzvah, it's over. There is no hidden mitzvah in doing it once again. The Torah assumes mitzvah mila, not the ma'isa mila. It is the outcome. It is the result. And therefore, it's never too late. And you could always fix up the job and take off the remnants, the leftovers, even though it's a miut. It's not ma'akev, still would be defined as hidda mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi argues, in the opinion of the Tur, and that is his Iker approach, that mitzvah smila essentially is all about the teitzoah. And he argues that's a posik in this week's parsha. V'hoi so brisi levsarchem bin livri soilam. V'hoiso brisi bivsarchem. That is the mitzvah of Mila. And Rabbi Tzela corresponds with the Beis Halevi. They were both of the same generation, two giants in Litta. The Beis Halevi was in Brisk. Rabbi Tzela was in Peterburg. So Rabbi Tzela is primarily known for his Musa. He was the greatest disciple of Rabbi Saul Salanter. But he also was a Gevaldige Gigun, as we see in both volumes in Shalas Achivas Pri Yitzchok. Chelek Beis Melamed, Rabbi Tzela writes to Beis Halevi, and he disagrees with his entire approach. And this brings us to Dakas, the nuances. Both the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Tzela agree that Mitzvah Mila essentially is all about the result, all about the outcome. But contrary to the Beis Halevi, who defines Mitzvah Mila as a positive outcome, Rabbi Tzela argues it is a negative one. It's just the removal of the orla. And therefore, he argues, even if we assume that mitzvah smila is in the result, not shayach hider mitzvah, because there no longer is an orla, a halachic orla, because ruboy kikuloy. So Rabbi Tzela, in the beginning of his tshuva, writes, I have proof for your Chiddush, Menuchas Mem Gimel. Neither Rabbi Tzvi Peterburg nor the Beis Halevi were aware of the Malach or Zerua, because that is precisely what the Malach or Zerua argues. Chovis Uav would not be defined as mitzvah sasesh as mangrome, because the mitzvah is every day and every night, every moment of one's life. The mitzvah is in the outcome. And that is exactly what the Beis Halevi says. However, Rabbi Tzvi argues, it is not in the positive connotation, being mohul, but rather, it's all about hasoros haworld. So the beginning of Shuvi proves the Beis Halevi's point from Menuchas Mem Gimel, from David HaMelech, Niske b'milos, v'nizkar odatoy. So he says, according to me, it's all about the negative aspect. I don't have an ola, then v'nizkar odatoy. So the Beis Halevi argues, what is unique about these Sheva B'yoyim Halal Ticho? What is unique about Tzitzis, Tefillin, Mezuzah? Why are they different than all the other 245 mitzvahs asay? What's unique about these three? And what is unique about the four? Mila, which is La Manatzeach Al Hashminas. What is special about these mitzvahs is they're not only mitzvahs asay, they are as if testimony on a person, on his garments, on his body, on his home, declaring, I am an Eved Hashem. And that is why in Tefillin, Ana Mezuzah, the parasha of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, it's all about Yichud Hashem. And the Gemara Menuchas Mem Gimel Amud Beis explains Tzitzis in the same way. Choisim Sheltit. And Tosfos says, what is a Choisim Sheltit? It's a beged avdus. In days of yore, avodim had some symbol on their garments that they are avodim. To us as the Jewish people, we are always are repulsed and shudder when we speak about a symbol on one's garment. We remember the yellow star that our grandfathers wore in Nazi Germany and in Europe. So Tzitzis is also about Avdus, about being an Eved Hashem, and Mila as well. And therefore, these mitzvahs are on one's body, on one's garments, on his domain, and not just somewhere out there. So Rabbi Tzvi argues, Niska b'milosoi doesn't mean that he remembered the performance of the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah to say, no. What he remembered is, yes, I am in Beis HaMerchetz. I'm not wearing tefillin. I'm not wearing tzitzis. There is no mezuzah on the Pesach. But my mila declares that I am in Eved Hashem. So that is Rabbi Tzvi's interpretation of the Gemara Menuchas Mem Gimel. I think one could say it's a lovely pshat and lamdis, but it definitely stems from Musar and Torah of Musar of Rabbi Tzvi. So that is the approach of Malach or Zerua, which is the forerunner of the Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Tzvi Peterburg, and the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yoshe Ber Briska. Which brings us to the last of the Drochem of the Mahalchem that we find Berabbi Seinu Rishonim in this very same Kasha. Why do we need the Miyat Avoysoi Velo Yoiso? Ef Milis Beyom Velo Belayla? So why don't we say that the mother is Potter Mimitzis Mila, because it's a Mitzis Asay Shazman Groma? Tosfos Rid has an additional teretz in Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes, and he says, the responsibility of the father, his mitzvah, is not actually cutting the orl. It is more of a responsibility. Here bears responsibility that the child should ultimately be circumcised. It's a choyves hishtadlus. And therefore, yes, the actual cutting of the orla must be beyom velo belayla. But that is not essentially mitzvah suav. Mitzvah suav is responsibility. And Tosfos Rid once again draws a comparison between choyves suav and choyves abeisdin. Just like everybody would understand that Chovis HaBezdin is not to do the cutting, because Bezdin has a minimum of 3 dayonim. So who actually has to do the Mila? Doesn't say anywhere that the Av Bezdin does the Mila, and the Ravid does the Priya, and Dayan number 3 does the Metzitza. We don't find that anywhere. So Chovis HaBezdin, everybody will understand. It's not the actual performance of the mitzvah that is Chovis HaBezdin. Chovis HaBezdin, by its very nature, is responsibility. Bezdin has to see to it that somebody does the job. The Tosfos Siddur argues that is also the nature of Chovas Av. According to the Tosfos Siddur, I think it goes without saying, there's no need for a din of shlichus b'mila. Because the father fulfills his duty by seeing to it that somebody does the mila. Why would there be a need for shlichus? It is only when a person has to perform his own mitzvah and he prefers performing it with another person, with an agent, that we need shlichus. But if the mitzvah is just a shtadlis, we don't need the concept of shlichus. And that is exactly what Rabbi Kivega argues in Avodah Zorah Daf Chav Zayin. In Avodah Zorah Daf Chav Zayin, there's a tosis, which essentially is similar to the tosis Lid. Because in that sugi we find the machlokes whether noshim are kosher b'mila or not. Depends. What is the source that goyim are not kosher b'mila? Is it himal yimal? Only one that is circumcised himself could circumcise another? Or is it atos b'si tishmor? Has to be a ben bris. So Tosfos asks, according to the mandom and noshim are posul l'mila, why do we need oisa v'lo yoisa? How could there be a havam in it that the mother is chayiv if noshim are posul l'amul? Because himol yimol, vatos b'si tishmor, they're not b'chlal habris. Tosfos' response is, there still would be a possibility that the mother has a chiyuv of seeing to it that somebody, a male, does the circumcision. So this Teretz and Tosfos clearly argues, Chovis HaBezdin is lav dafka maisa mila, noshim psulim lemila. So how could there be a mitzvah on the mother to be mal if she cannot even be mal? So essentially what Tosfos argues is, Chovis HaBezdin wouldn't be to do the actual mila, but bearing responsibility. So it goes without saying that is Chovis HaBezdin, because oisa v'lo yoisa is memayit esu'em mechovis HaBezdin. So Tosfos and Avodah Zorah Chav Zayin is the same as Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes. Tosfos doesn't deal with the question of mitzvah aseh shas mangrava, but even with a more fundamental question, why do we need a p'tor oisa v'lo yoisa of noshim apostol amila? So Tosfos says, we still could argue that the mother is chayiv to do mila by someone else. So that would be similar to the Tosfos. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger comments in Avodah Zorah Chav Zayin, according to Tosfos, there is no need for shlichus. So in the basic question, could a person perform mitzvahs mila al-ide shliach, there are three different shittas. Tosfos and Tosfos Rid, the understanding of Rabbi Kivega, no need for shlichus. And the Chazanish also makes the same comment in Yoredei Simen Kuf Memtes. Most poskim assume there is a need for shlichus, but shlichus is valid. And that is minig olam, that the father makes the moil for shlich. The Shach, Shim Pei Bezin Choshe Mishpat, maintains that shlichus won't even work. And if a father could be mal himself, it is his sacred duty and his chiyuv to be mal himself, and he cannot make a shliach. So there are three different shittas regarding the concept of shlichus by Milas HaBen. So I think we had a very interesting discussion today. How do we define Chovis HaBezdin? four different approaches to b'miyashav kushas atoises. Why do we need oisav eloyosa? Typically, davar mitzvah sheishu mangroma. The first two are the Menches Chinuch's understanding in the Ramban and my understanding in the Ramban. Atzad ha-shoveh she-bishneihem, the common denominator from two different approaches is, yes, mile is a mitzvah sheishu mangroma, but nevertheless, if not oisav eloyosa, we would be machayev the mother. Because when a mitzvah is not on a person's body, but on something else, Moshe Marchayev, even though it's mangroma. That's the Mechas Chinuch's understanding. My understanding, when a person has to perform a mitzvah, not because it is his individual chiyuv, but as a substitute for his baby child, in that case, there's no difference between Ish and Isha. And that would be the Havemene, to be Machayev Noshim, like Beis Din. And the other two tirutzim we spoke about are Marachor Zeru on one end, Tosa Svirid on the other. The common denominator between their two drachim is, according to their understanding, Mila would not be defined at all as a mitzvah shazman groma. Yes, we know Mila kosher b'yom velo b'layla, but that doesn't make it as mangroma. So according to the Marachor Zerua, the actual performance of Mila is b'yom velo b'layla, but essentially the mitzvah is forever. The result is the mitzvah. According to Tosfos Rid, no. The Maase is the mitzvah, but the nature of the Av's Chiyuv is responsibility, and not necessarily cutting the Orla and removing it. Going back to Marachor Zerua, I want to make a Dakas Duka Havchona, and I said the same in many previous Shiurim. I don't think it would be reasonable at all to say that Mitzvah Mila is in the Toitzoa. Himoil Lochem Kol Zohar. So to me it is clear, Maisa HaMitzvah is the actual removal of the Orla. But Mahus HaMitzvah, Inyan HaMitzvah is the Toitzoa. So, instead of saying that the Marachor Zeruah and the other Rishonim are Nechlak, what is Mitzvah Smila? No. To me it is clear. The Maisa Mitzvah is Chituch V'Apriya. I think their Machloikas is, what defines a Mitzvah Saseisha Mangroma? Is it the Maisa or the Maus? Everybody would agree that the Maisa Mila, that is the Maisa Mitzvah, because that is what each and every one of us has to do. However, the essence of the mitzvah, the amahus, the inyan of the mitzvah, is the Toitzor. According to Marachor Zeruah, this distinction in itself is enough to define Mila as a mitzvah to say, She'ein Hasman Gram. That would be my understanding and my approach. So what is Mitzvah Mila all about? It is about Mesiras Nefesh. And the Medrash Rab at the end of this parsha says, every father that circumcises his son, Ben Shmoinis Yomim, is like a Kohen Godel Shemakrav Korban Al Gabi HaMizbeach. In a way, it's like a Kedis Yitzchok. Yes, we do not slaughter our children, but we do shed their blood. And that is not the nature of a loving father and mother, to take a newborn baby and cause it pain and suffering and draw blood. That is the Mesiras Nefesh of fathers and mothers, Bebeis Yisrael. So in this week's parsha, there's an amazing medrash. Levi said, Nimoil Avraham, Mal Avroam loiksev ela nimol. Bodak asatz meiva motzo mohul. Avraham Avinu was born mohul. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the mitzvah, he checked his body and he was found to be mohul. And the Medrash says, V'yoysoi hasho heikel Rav Abba Bar Kahana b'Reb Levi. Va'amar loy shakrano kazbano, liar, he called him. Malatzmoy venetztayer b'milosoy. What got Reb Abba Barahava so annoyed, and why was he so angry? That is not common language. Reb Abba Barahava told Levi, you're a liar, you're a bluffer, shakran, a kazbana. No, no way. Mal venetztayer b'milosoy. So one might think, well, maybe Reb Abba Barahava and Levi were not the best of friends. Maybe they didn't really like each other that much, so that was their sprach. No, chas v'shalom. I remember two sources of Chazal in which Reb Abba Barahava and Levi are in the same besmedesh. And Levi says what he says. Va'omad Rav Kahana, Reb Abba Barahava v'noshkoy al roishoy. That's a Yerushalmi, Masechet Torah, Daf Tes Vav, and a Medrash Rabba in Koheles, Perek Vav. So obviously, Rav Abba Barahava loved Levi and admired him, and he was extremely friendly. Omed Venoshki Al Roishoy. Levi must have said something terrible from Rav Abba Barahava's standpoint, that he calls him Shakrana, Kazmana. No. Never, no way. So I said that Mila is all about Mesiras Nefesh. Where do we derive the koiches of Mesiras Nefesh? It is only from the Oves HaKadosh. So the Baal HaTurim says, V'yo'avto as Hashem Elokecho v'chol avavcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol moidecho. This posik is the essence of Mesiras Nefesh. V'chol avavcho shnei levavecho v'chol nafshecho afilu noiteles nafshecho. It is here, from here, that we learn that one has to be moise nefesh shelo la'avad avayda zora v'yahavtu Hashem elokecho b'chol nafshecho afilu noiteles nafshecho. So the Baal HaTurim says v'yo'avto is the same letters as ha'avos, because it is only from the avos that we have the koiches of mesiras nefesh. And Mila is a true manifestation of mesiras nefesh. V'chsam Sofer writes in Tshuvas, he explains the posik. Ki olecho horagru kol hayom ze mitzvas mila. Ki olecho horagru kol hayom ze mitzvas mila. Some sofer argues that mitzvas mila bederech hatev is a grave danger to a child. He's a young baby, born just 8 days ago. It is b'derech hateva, a danger. But al yedei mitzvas mila, a child is zoche l'shmira de la'ela. And amala m'derech hateva. Thousands are circumcised. Ve'en tzvocho b'rechoy v'yseinu. That is only because mila has the zgula of a shmira de la'ela. According to the Chassam Sofer, I have a very original pshat and a minig that we find in the Ramosim, and Reish Samech Dalet in Yoredei and Hilchas Mila. The Mishnah says, Bakol Malin, the second Shal Mila could be made of any substance. Could be metal, could be wood, could be stone, could be any substance. V'atikach tzapoyer es atzor, v'tichoyis es olas menor. That was a stone. However, the Ramah brings mitzvah men amufchar to use metal. And he doesn't explain why would that be mitzvah min amufcha. I have a halachic pshat. We want to be mekayim ki olechu ragnu kol hayom, and we wish to achieve for the benefit of our child the shmira de la'ela, the special zgula and the protection that comes along with mitzvah smila. So on Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Chof Ches, Shin Cheskes Adadinam of Choyle Sheyesh Boi Sakona, in Siv Zion, we learn that every Makash al Barzel is a Choyle Sheyesh Boi Sakona, Vemachalan Olaves a Shabbos. That is why it's a mitzvah minamufcha to use metal. Yes, we wish to achieve the Shmira that comes along with mitzvah Smila. And that is why it's a mitzvah minamufcha to use Barzel. to use metal. Because a makesh al matches is a choyle sheyesh b'sakona. And that is the way we are mekayim ki olechu horagnu kol hayoyim ze mitzvos mila. And it is then that the child has this special zgula of shmira de la'ela. So mila truly is a mitzvah which throughout the ages we were mekayim b'mesiras nefesh. I wrote in my sefer in the Sichas al Torah a story that I heard from someone that heard from someone that was present. So before the Berlin Wall crumbled and the Iron Curtain was torn asunder and the communists ruled Eastern Europe and Russia, it was a grave danger to mal your children. Gozru gzeres al hamila, like the Romans, like the Greeks in ancient times, and the were chassidim v'anshei ma'isa, especially Lubavitcher chassidim, he used to travel mi'ir le'ir u'mekvar le'kvar, and they used to be ma'al yaldi Yisrael, lachnis on abrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. So there was this chassidus shemoyel that used to arrive in the various little towns in White Russia and Russia and the Ukraine. And he used to visit each town once in a half year, and Jewish children that were born waited for the moyel to arrive. And once he came late into a Jewish home, the child seemed to be a few months old. And as he entered the home, he saw that the mother is extremely nervous and agitated, and she is barely in control of herself. And as he said, and he did the mila, he barely finished the pia, and the mother snatched the baby from his hands violently and started to kiss the baby in an abnormal fashion after she calmed down after a few minutes and he mopped up his job. He asked the mother for an explanation. What happened? What was it? And she said she had an argument with the father of the child, with her husband, whether they should be mal the child or not. He wasn't so excited about it. Maybe he wasn't even Jewish. And she insisted that this child will have mila. But it was a danger. And the father was afraid of the authorities. So she swore that she's not going to kiss her baby until he will be circumcised. And the child was a few months old, and she never even once kissed him because that was the shavua she took upon herself. And she did that just to be sure that she will stand in the nesoyin and see it through. So when the moyel finally arrived after a few months and the baby was circumcised, she could no longer control her emotions. And she kissed him for the past 6 months that she abstained from doing so. And that is an unbelievable story of Mesiras Nefesh on Mitzvah Mila. I read in one of the diaries that were written, I think it's in Ghetto Kovno, about people that were assembled in a basement under the Nazis. And they came together for a Mila. And somebody shouted that the police are outside and they might be coming in every minute. So they tucked away the baby and they tried to hide the second shomila and all the other utensils and essentials. And the mother started screaming and she insisted, if chas v'sholom they're going to kill us, I want my baby to die as a ben Yisrael, circumcised and not before mitzvah shomila. So these are stories which prove in the most dire straits and in the most terrible situations how much Mesiras Nefesh Yidden had for Mila. So where does all this come from if not from Avraham Avinu? And that is why when Levi says Avraham did nothing, Bodekas Atzmai, V'motza Mohul, Rebbe Bakahane is extremely unhappy about that pshat, and he says, no, that is impossible. Where did we take our Mesiras Nefesh for Mitzvah Mila? If not, minu avos, v'yohavto as Hashem Elokecho b'chol nafshecho. V'yohavto is ha'avos. It is only Avraham Avinu nesnas basor nesiones v'yomed b'kulam. 10 different manifestations of Mesiras Nefesh. And whenever and wherever a Jew rises to the challenge by Mesiras Nefesh, it is only mekoychoi sheloisa zoken shenesnas basor nesiones v'omad b'kulam. So that is why the Baba Bakan insists, Molatzmoy Venitztayer Bemilosoy, and it is from his Mesiras Nefesh being 100 years old and performing the mitzvahs Mila that all the coming generations of Bnei Yisrael, Alofim Velavovois, have this Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvahs Mila. Beglal Ovois, Toshia Bonim, So I once again notify the Tzibur, coming 2 weeks, we will have an Oshia. The coming Shia Be'ez Hashem Yisborach will be in 3 weeks.